Hi, my name is Felicia.
Thanks for calling Customer Care. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. My name is Kevin Shiney, and there are at least two charges on my card for things I did not order, and I'd like those removed. And I'd also like to see if there's anything else that I have supposedly ordered so I can verify whether or not I did.
Okay, what's your zip code and your first and last name again?
Kevin Shaney, Shanie. Zip code is 45013.
And verify a mailing address for me.
69 Mitchell Avenue, Hamilton,
Okay, because
Ohio.
there's an order that was made. It looks like you completed a survey on October 23rd for the personal blender. That blender is in transit to your home if you have not yet received it at 69 Mitchell Avenue. And I can
Well,
also give you the tracking number.
I didn't order the blender.
Okay,
And
someone
I.
from your household placed the order. I'm looking at the IP address now that I'm running, and it's giving me that address where it was ordered from. So I can give you the tracking number to have you to contact your post office because this whomever placed this order ordered it from the same address that you just verified. And the actual blender was delivered to your home on October the 28th at 1:21 p.m.
The blender what got there October
The
28th?
blender, it was delivered to your address October 28th at 1:21 p.m. I can provide you the tracking number to contact your post office regarding that delivery. And again, the IP address is showing an exact location and where this order was placed from at 69 Mitchell Avenue. The post office also confirmed delivery of that blender to that same address.
Okay, that's my parents' place, so I will check that and see if it's there. But I didn't
Okay.
order it, and I didn't order the $39 membership either.
That comes with the order for the blender. So when you place that order after completing the survey, it automatically enrolls you. I can go ahead and make sure that your account is closed out so there'll be no further activity moving forward if you wish to cancel the account.
Well, I want my money back for those two things because I didn't order. But I will check the.
Someone placed the order. Like I said, I can send this over to the local police department and have them rerun the IP address. But from what I'm looking at, you may want to just speak to your parents about placing the order because someone ordered it and those charges were agreed upon. Now, I can lock in a 35% courtesy refund, but this is not a fraudulent order, Mr. Kevin.
What'd you say about $35?
I can initiate a 35% courtesy refund for you, but this is not a fraudulent order.
Okay, what, tell me about this survey. I take surveys sometimes because they
It could have been offered
offer
to
free
you
stuff.
from your cell phone provider, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart. I'm not sure which company offered the survey to you. And in return of completing the survey, that personal blender was selected to be shipped out to you as it was delivered October the 28th. Upon completing the survey, it also advises in your terms that you're enrolling into the monthly membership. So that's what that charge come in at. And again, I can apply a 35% courtesy refund and cancel the account to stop any recurring charges for you.
Okay. Usually, when you complete a survey, they give you something for free for shipping.
I'm
Not.
sorry, could you repeat that for me? Your phone is kind of muffled.
Yeah, hang on. Let me take you off speaker. I was holding you up to my ear as if I was on speaker, and or as if I wasn't on speaker. But anyway, usually when you take a survey, they offer you something free for shipping, not adding
Go
a
back
membership
online and
dollar
read over
to.
the terms. Every company is different. With this company that you order from is for the membership. You did the survey, the personal blender was shipped out to you with you only paying the shipping cost, but at that time you're also enrolling into the monthly membership.
Okay, yeah, I don't want either one of those two things. So, how do I get my money back? I need to send it back to you.
The warehouse does not accept returns as mentioned in your terms and conditions. What I can do as a courtesy, being that whomever placed this order, however, did not read over the terms, but they did authorize the charges, I can do a 50% one-time courtesy refund for you. I'm not supposed to because they have a no return, no refund policy. But simply because when you put the order through, whomever ordered it, you or your parents, did not read over the terms. So I will honor a 50% courtesy refund and stop any further charges for you.
Okay, so I'd be getting... Okay, that's crap. I don't have any issue with you. You're just doing your job. But the way that that company, whoever does business, because I didn't select it. I mean, I remember looking at the product, but I decided not to get it.
Yeah, it was delivered to your address. I really wish you had a call when you received it.
Well, like I said, I don't live there. That's my parents' place. I don't know that I even received it. Plus, it's only been...
Do you want the tracking number?
Okay, I'm not at that address to know that I received it.
You can call your parents and ask your parents.
Yes, I will do that. I'll probably be over there today so I can... check and see.
Okay.
If you're saying it's arrived, I believe you that it's arrived. I just didn't order it. So I'd like all my money back, at least especially.
The warehouse have a no return, no refund policy, so I'm not authorized to issue a refund, Kevin. I'm only trying to assist you, sir. This is a valid transaction. This is not a fraudulent charge. This is a valid transaction. So, I can leave the charge as it is and just cancel your account for you. I was only trying to be a further assistance by giving you the 50%, but I'm not authorized to do that. So, I'm not authorized to issue you a full refund because you do not qualify for a refund. There's a no refund policy. If you go back onto the site that your parents did the survey with, carefully read over your terms and conditions so that way you can have a clear understanding of what was signed up for when that order was placed.
I have no idea what that site was. Do you have record of it?
I'm a call center. I handle the calls for this company. But whomever offered that survey to you, you can find those terms on that site that you did the survey with.
I have no idea where I would have done that survey with. Well, let's do the 50%.
That will be credited back to your card within 3 to 5 business days. Your account will remain canceled out, so there will be no further activity. And would there be anything else that I can do for you?
That's 50% on the 39 and the 80.
Yes.
3, whatever it was. So that should be $60. Approximately.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is there anything else for you, Kevin?
Who else? Is there anyone else I can call to arbitrate?
I would speak with my parents if I were you and just let them know that whenever they place an order or...
They didn't
just double check.
They don't have a computer. They don't have a phone.
Okay. Well, make sure that you go back onto the site. I'll try and get the company to send you over a copy of those terms and conditions so that way you can read back over that to see what you authorized.
Okay, that would be good.
Okay.
Because I don't even have record of the site. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care. Enjoy your day.